Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
What did you want?
An opening prayer, please.
An opening prayer.
Really
Oh,
not a
Father. Father, I thank and praise you for this opportunity this afternoon to meet with you afresh. That everything that has already gone before us is considered as history. We cannot go back in time. And so we recognize that you are the God of the present and you're here with us now. And we want to bless you. We offer ourselves to you afresh this afternoon. We pour ourselves into your hands and say, take us, use us, meet with us. Would you give us fresh revelation of who you are? Would you give us fresh revelation of who we are in you? Would you help us to see ourselves through your eyes, that we are indeed the apple of your eye? We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are worshipers who, it says, the Father is seeking those who will worship in spirit and truth. And we ask you to help us to worship you, not only this afternoon, but with all of our lives, in spirit and in truth. And may this time together now be a down payment of that true spirit and truth worship for whatever we offer you. Amen.
Amen. Father, we
Adore you. Lay our lives before you. How we love you, Jesus, we
Hazel, don't know.
Maya.
Oh, hi Hazel. Thanks so much for this sending this video to us. Would you like to just introduce it, what it's all about, and then we'll play it.
Yeah, well, it's been done by a lady called Kathy Lee Gifford, who is a Jewish believer, and the lady who sings it is Nicole Mullen. And I suppose what I would say to you is, if I never ever got the chance to ever speak to you all again, if I never ever got the chance to send you another song, this probably would be the song that I would want you to remember me by, but for it to speak to you about everything that I believe God is. And I believe, it explains a whole story basically from Genesis to Revelation. So it's a little bit long, but please bear with it because it will bless you, it will encourage you, and you will realize that no matter how deep in the pits you are, or no matter how high in joy you are, God sees you all the time, in it all, in absolutely everything. And He's with you all the time, with His arms around you. even when you don't think he's watching you. This is the God who I serve. This is the God who sees me when nobody else wants to see me. And this is the God who hears me when nobody else wants to hear me or can be bothered with me. This is the God who I serve. Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Messiah, the God who sees us all, whatever we're in. Amen.
Thank you, Hazel. Here it comes.
Right, I'm just sharing the screen so you can see it.
A single mother. She was abandoned by the family she belonged to. And there in the wilderness with her son, alone, with very little provision, she was wondering. She was questioning. Does anyone care? She's crying, man. The desert. She's lost in her despair. She thinks nobody loves her. Hagar thinks nobody's there. But God says, calls her name. She feels his arms enfold her as he holds her, and she'll never be the same. 'Cause I'm the God who never changes, and my promises are true. And when this world deserts you, another woman named Ruth. She was from the land of Moab. And she was met with grief and heartache. She was a widow. And she lived with her mother-in-law, who was also a widow. And now it was time to move on. But Ruth had never been to Bethlehem. She had never tasted of the house of bread. But now she had heard an inner invitation to come and taste and see. And so she vowed herself to her mother-in-law and said, where you go, I will go. Where you lie, I will lie. Where you die, I will die. And she begins a journey to the promised land. She's traveling through the desert. Leaving her despair. this. He's hiding in the desert. He's battling despair. David thinks his life is over. It's over. And God, he doesn't care. But God says, he says,
We'll just give a minute. Take that in. How amazing you are, God. How we worship you.
You are love. You go after the one who is lost. Because you're not willing that any should be lost. And each one of us is precious to you. Because you called us into being. You called into existence who we are, and you have a great destiny for each one of us to be with you, to be with you, sharing your very nature, to be in your image, to be in your likeness. But we must make you the center. Because you are, you're the beginning, and you'll be the end, and everything in between.
Oh, you will see us through, Lord. Whatever the difficulty, whatever the despair, you bring hope. You bring hope from every situation. As we lay down every situation before the Lord, in submission to Him, just allow Him to minister to you. And breathe hope where there's been despair. Amen. Breathe life where you feel like there's death. Just Himself, just gazing at Himself. Do you have a scripture, Jim? Could you get Isaiah? If you're not ready, I'll ask. Robert, you have a poem called Whisper. It's a poem of adoration. How can we thank our God enough for who He is?
This is called The Gentle Whisper. I hear the gentle whisper calling softly deep within. It stills me in the storms of life. I can rest secure in Him. It's a voice of reassurance, as affirmation I receive. It's the voice of my salvation, very help in time of need. I love the gentle whisper as it calls to me deep inside. And in the hours of darkness, I no longer have to hide. Fear not, I have redeemed you, I hear the whisper say. I've brought you with a great price. I will take your cares away. The calmness of that whisper gives treasure more than gold. O comfort of the comforter. In you, I am made whole.
Thank you, Lord, this is so true. We look to you in all the moments. I know that you've been so faithful to me in every situation I never thought I'd get through. Divorce, losing a loved one, illness. But Lord, you've always brought me through, and I know that you will bring all of us through, whatever we're going through, because you are a faithful God. You're a faithful God. Do you have Isaiah 61 there, Jin?
The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because Adonai has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of Adonai's favour and the day of our Lord's vengeance, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore former desolations. They will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and shepherd your flocks. Children of your foreigners will be your ploughmen and your vine dressers. But you will be called the saints of Adonai. They will speak of you as the ministers of our God. You'll eat the wealth of the nations and boast in their abundance. Instead of your shame, double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will sing for joy. Therefore, in their land, they will inherit a double portion. They will have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and the burnt offering. In faithfulness I will reward my people and cut an eternal covenant with them. Then their offspring will be known among the nations, and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them will recognize them, for they are the seed that the Lord has blessed. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He's wrapped me in the robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom wearing a priestly turban, like a bride adorning herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes things sown to spring up, so the Lord God will cause justice and praise to spring up before all the nations.
Praise you, Lord. a song of thanksgiving. Just put your hand up on the chat now. A prayer of thanksgiving or a song. Because he is such a faithful God. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of our hearts. He's worthy of our words, of our songs, of so much more than this.
Father, that you saw the predicament that each one of ourselves was going to get ourselves into before it happened, and you made a way back to your arms.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we did it, before we failed, before any human being failed and got sucked into self-centeredness, you made a way back. And you knew that what the cost would be. And yet, you made that choice. Because you are love. Because you are good. Because you had always planned a good outcome for our lives. Thank you. That you did not hold back. But you went all the way. In love. So that we can respond. Out of captivity to self. And into the freedom to love again.
Thank you, Lord.
Freedom to love you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
you.
Praise you, Lord.
For your love to flow and be seen throughout the universe.
Hallelujah.
And to be great in the eyes of many forever and ever and ever.
Mm. Yeah. Could you unmute everybody and we're all going to shout hallelujah 3 times?
Why not?
Why not? Corporately and together. Is there anybody there who could do that?
Steve, can you do that?
If you can't, don't
worry. Everybody.
In our homes.
I can only ask them all to unmute.
No, you
cannot.
They're unmuted.
We're going to put you back on again after the... after the hallelujah.
Oh. Cool.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Hallelujah!
Maranatha.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Your Saviour, you're the one who leads
us
into
you, our God.
Praise you, praise you.
Praise
you, praise you.
Praise
you, Lord. You rose from the dead. You've done it all.
You're
the one who does it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Praise you.
You're worthy of all our praise.
We lift you up.
We lift you up.
We worship you.
Thank you,
Father.
Never
will be. Ever.
Thank you.
We say hallelujah.
We say hallelujah.
We sing praises in the face of our enemies.
We do.
Because you've won the day, Lord. Hallelujah, you have defeated the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, you've raised us up to sit with you in heavenly places. And we shout from the heavenly places.
Yes, Lord.
Our God is mighty.
Yes.
Our God is real. Our God is lifted high.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you.
Yes.
Bow our knee.
We do.
Before you, great and mighty.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you are our Saviour. And we are saved.
Thank you, Lord. This is good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
We got a hand from Dawn.
Oh, Dawn? Do you have a Thanksgiving song or a prayer?
to me, in the 6 till 6. So sorry, did you hear anything? Hello? No.
Start again, Dawn.
Okay, I'll start again. So, Father God spoke this to me this morning in the 6 till 7 prayer meeting. So Father God's provided me with some ladies, prayer warriors to pray with every morning from 6 till 7. So that's why I show up late to your prayer meeting, sorry. Anyway, this morning he said to me, Psalm 45, 10 and 11 and 12 and 13. Basically, I think Holy Spirit has been talking to us about us being his beautiful bride, whom he's preparing for the wedding supper of the Lamb, which is a very exciting prospect, isn't it? So this is in the New Living Translation. So it's Psalm 45, verses 10 onwards. Listen to me, O royal daughter. Take to heart what I say. Forget your people and your family far away. Your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. The wealthy will beg your favor. The bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Your sons will become kings like their father. You will make them rulers over many lands. I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. And just in case anybody else is having, well, I think we're coming into times where we're going to have to choose perhaps between allegiances to perhaps our families and Jesus and our church family. And I know I've been through terrible, terrible times for a long, long time because I'm the only believer in my family. And my heart has just been so broken. And it's gotten me into all sorts of difficult situations. But I just praise Jesus Christ because he is our strong deliverer. And I feel like I'm still in that battle because my family don't really want to see me. But I need to let go and trust that God will give me fellowship with believers. And I've just been so blessed by the fellowship I've shared with all of you guys. I would never have thought it possible because I've...
That's really wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so encouraging. And I think we've all been through lots of difficult things. And I'm going to share a poem that actually relates to what you've just said, Dawn. Because we're all saying that we've been through many, many circumstances. So I hope this poem... just lifts us up, because through the process of writing the poem, it came from a time when John and I were walking on Bamford Edge in Derbyshire. The Lord often speaks to us as we were out walking, and it was all about being on the edge. And then the second part is about how the Lord lifts us up, and it's got some pictures to it as well, which I also painted, because the Lord was ministering to me in the process of writing poetry, of painting, and it's so wonderful to use the creative arts in communion with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure Rosie will agree. So I'll start. Walking on the edge. Scary circumstances. Uncertain destinies. Amazing views. Perspective sharpened as we walk on the edge. Awesome drama unfolding as I learn not to fear the drop beneath, the precarious balance between death and life, fragile lives suspended in space, breathtaking beauty as I gaze from above. I'm learning to walk with love. Is it safe? Do I always know what to expect? No predictability here, just walking step by step and day by day,
trusting as one foot moves in front of the other? Will I free fall as I run off the edge? Would I risk all just to walk tall? No. No. Walk humbly with love. My hurting heart is torn by the biting wind as I gaze on the valley beneath. Am I sad? Yes. But happy to connect to love. Am I courageous? No. I want to avoid all pain. I may go over the edge and be totally annihilated. But lies are overcome with the truth. And I will accept this path, this precarious and difficult way, because it is here that love promises to be present in the midst of the muddle, in the very heart of this struggle between life and death. Next picture, please. And now love bids me fly. To forget about self-survival and beyond this tired scenario into a further horizon, way beyond all I can really understand, past the uncertainty and the fear, into the glorious splendour of this view. Embracing the glories of space and time, I drink in the wind of change, refreshed and renewed in the excitement, the adventure of trusting in a life source much greater than my small world. In letting go, I lift my hands to vast and open skies, breathing out the old and submitting to the new. Joy fills my soul and causes me to rise up to the glory of this higher view. O Lord of life, I'll fly with you. And then again, we were walking in Derbyshire on Saturday, and we were climbing up this really steep hill. It was hard going, it was tough. Just like all the prayer, the sticking with it, the keeping on going, step by step. But then, could you show the one of the Derbyshire? Yeah. Then as we got near to the top, there was this amazing wind. It was just like the wind of the spirit, just blowing and holding us up. I was standing there leaning against the wind. And I couldn't fall over even if I tried. It was just the power of that wind. It spoke to me so deeply about the wind of the Spirit, the strength of the Holy Spirit, that we fly on the wings of eagles. And as we let go, he just holds us. We've had many images of eagles and flying on the back of the eagles as we soar with him on the heights, because it's all about his power. It's all about his breath. I was meditating on the scripture that we had yesterday, that he gives us immeasurably more than we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us. So it's the power of God that sets us into the right place with him. It gives us the strength to rise up on wings of eagles. Could you put up Great Are You, Lord? This one's got an eagle's wings behind the words painted by Rosie. Give you a little minute to just think about it. Thank you, Lord, that you keep us. We rise upon the wings of eagles, Lord. We will soar with you. We are soaring with you. We're soaring with you in this conference, Lord. by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, the lid is off. It's over to you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Minister to our hearts and cause us to fly with you. Above our circumstances, above our pain. Lord, to look in you, look at you in the face and know that you are the hope. Praise you. Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you give life, you are love. Every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Please feel free to join in if you know this one or not. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs as we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs as we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs as we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs as we pour out our praise to you. The everlasting arms. Great are you, Lord. He's holding you, he's holding me, he's holding us in the everlasting arms of love, security. And yet, how we fear him, because he is an awesome God. Oh Lord, you hold us in intimacy, and yet you are fearful to us because you are so mighty and powerful. You can do all things, Lord. Oh Lord, cause us to see who you are. Blow by your Spirit, Holy Spirit, come. It's your in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs, pour out our praise to you only. Great. I am God. I hold you in the storms of life. I'm the anchor that holds. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. I can see the gay abandonment, our sister brought, the gay abandonment, the abandonment to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, pouring out our lives before Him, giving Him praise. He'll lift us up on eagle's wings. Lift you up on eagle's wings. Let's wait on the Holy Spirit. And then if any of our team have anything they want to bring.
So I want to read a bit from Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 14. I'll start from 13, I think. But now in Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, that's the Jews and the Gentiles, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. God hates discord and he hates divisions because he is love and he just wants his love to flow in every direction, in every connection, in every relationship. And so he can't live in a house where that's not happening because that's contrary to his own nature.
It's like you had a dream, didn't you, last night about a house?
I had a dream in which an outbuilding in this big house that I owned in this dream was, I let someone else use a couple of rooms, but I discovered they were busy converting them for their own purposes.
And we thought it was like the household of God.
And it spoke to me partly about my own self-centeredness and think everything has to run according to what I want, and that's what he came to save us from. But then also, as individuals and especially as groups, we can think that we own the house too, but every example of the house of God being built together, every example belongs to him. We don't own it, and we can't tell God what to do in it.
It's his house.
And I don't know if it's just a random dream, but that's what I thought when I was pondering on it.
Yeah, it belongs to him, it doesn't belong to us.
Barbara has got a hand up. We have a hand up.
We haven't got very long. So is it a testimony of goodness of God, or we need to be careful of the time because we're finishing at 3:10. We've got quite a bit more to do.
Okay. Barbara, if you'd just like to speak for a couple of minutes.
It's just very quickly. Look.
Okay. Sorry, Pat.
Can you unmute yourself, Barbara?
Pat will do it.
Okay, I'm very thankful to be here this morning for me. It's 10 o'clock. You may have seen that if you're watching world weather, and if you know anything about the weather and that has come across the USA, Zeta came over us last night, and I woke up about 2:30 this morning. Ooh. With this roaring wind, and I looked out the window and the trees were just swaying and just having a fit and just praying that no trees would fall on our house. And but it did remind me so much of the Holy Spirit. You know, Yeshua said that that the Spirit, like the wind, it will be here, maybe here, and then over there. I mean, we can't dictate, you know.
Yeah.
And so I like the illustration of the wind, But I'm glad that we didn't get blown away and I didn't have to work. I thought I was going to have to go back to work today, but because of having no power, we have no power. I'm operating on batteries, so I may not be with you too much longer. I just wanted to read a little bit of the scripture in Isaiah 45, yeah, where God gave Cyrus the heart to help Israel go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and the walls. And starting at verse 5, I am the Lord and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides you. I am the Lord and there is no other, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being or peace and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these. And I think he was certainly in the wind last night. He had control over all that. And I just wanted to show you something really quick. Are all of you familiar with these toys? You can balance these birds on anything you can put its beak on.
Yeah, we've got one.
Hey, Natty, yeah. Isn't it?
Fascinates me.
The eagles, you know, flying eagles' wings.
Uh-huh. And they're balanced perfectly so that, you know, even if you tip it, it goes back. Yeah. And it just reminds me how the Lord can give us that balanced life, you know.
Yes,
the word might be tipped, but he can get us back on course, you know.
Yes, he just can. With his touch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Barbara. That's fabulous. That's lovely. There's a dance that we wanted to bring recorded in the wind in Sheffield. It's called Walls. Walls are coming down because it's his power that breaks the walls. Just as John's read this scripture, that the walls are coming down. And this is expressed in this dance that Shamar Kingdom dancers have done. And we were prophesying it over... We're prophesying it over Sheffield. And you can actually take it and prophesy it over all your circumstances or the clashes or the disunity or whatever, you know, while it's danced, move about to it if you feel at liberty to do so, that the walls are coming down. And in Jin's and Rosie's workshop, they've been doing break dividing walls, and they've been going break dividing walls like that. So that's a really good movement to have.
I can just explain that we literally built a wall.
Yeah,
explain. And then we all smashed through it with our various things that we needed to bring down. And for me, I was bringing down the walls of cancer and saying, you will not have me.
Amen.
I will break them down, because that's exactly what Jesus has done. And he's expecting us to agree with him. So all these images were hard won, if you know what I mean. They were real. These are not fleshy things to make it look good. This was real life coming in. So I hope it will encourage us to see that he's already brought the walls down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good, we just have to watch him and agree and keep fighting with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Barbara mentioned about building the walls around Jerusalem. There's a kind of wall that God wants to exist, and that's the wall around us to protect us from the enemy.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of wall he doesn't want to exist, which is inside the temple. There's no walls anymore. And he wants to bring every wall down. He tore the curtain from top to bottom.
Yeah,
he removed the partition from inside.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Jean. That's brilliant.
Daughters concerns, singing is one. We've got a hope now. Walls have tried to divide, but nothing can hide the power that we found. You are walking with us, and all of the walls are turning to dust. They are falling down. Sing praise, we sing praise. We fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Up your name, put darkness in chains. You go before us, and love is swallowing fear, and all of the walls will soon disappear. They are crumbling down. Sing praise, we sing praise. We fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Oh, sing praise, we sing praise, we fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Oh, God.
Coming down, we see that. So we're going to hand over to Jo Jones. We're looking forward to it. Is she still there? Is she there? In a minute? Is she getting ready? going to bring us some worship, which we're looking forward to. So maybe while she's getting herself ready, could you do a finishing prayer or something?
Well, Lord, you know the through many seasons we come. And Lord, I was just looking at myself when I had hair. Well, there was a season when I had no hair at all. And now I'm pleased to have some. So, Father, never let us be led by what we see with our eyes. Let it be always, Father, with what you're doing deep in our hearts. And, Father, it will never be more than we can bear. And we thank you, Father, today we can choose to praise you. We can choose to extol you because you bring us through those seasons, Lord, and we come out the other end. And one thing we've learnt, Father, is when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, keep walking.
Yeah.
And we'll keep walking, Father. We're not stopping. We're not stopping praising you, and we're not stopping walking to that destiny that you have for us. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, she's ready, I think.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hey. Oh, hi, Jo.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. I can see you all, and you all look absolutely lovely. Good to see you. You'll have to bear with me though, because I've got a real frog in my throat and I can hardly sing. So you're going to have to sing really loudly to cover that up. Is that okay?
Yep.
Is anyone with me? Any thumbs up?
I'm with you. I'm here.
Yep.
We have a faithful God who is worthy of praise. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So God, we welcome you, Lord, and help us to worship you. As we have been, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. And we say, yes, Lord. Let's sing Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean.
Oh.
Steve, I don't know if you've got the words there.
Oh, I forgot. Hold on. I forgot about that. I'm coming.
Direct me by thy spirit.
word and thy grace my need is meeting, as I trust in thee, my Lord. Of the fullness thou art pouring thy great love and power on me, without measure, full and boldness, drawing out my heart to thee.
Approach your throne with boldness, clothed in robes of righteousness that are not our own. Because of the blood you shed, we can come confidently and say, we are children of the living God. We love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. We love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we love you. Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. There is none like you, Lord. Forgotten you. I am with you, says the Lord.
His lovely face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His lovely face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Yes, you are wonderful, Jesus, wonderful. Highest King of Heaven,
your faithfulness.
Thank you, Joe. Wonderful. Okay, we have a half hour break and we're back together at 4 o'clock.